Here it is, my last video. My work here is almost done. In this series, I have strived to show you that there is much, much more to the Mandela Effect than meets the eye. I hope you can see that this is true. The Mandela Effect has a message for us, and these insights I've shared with you are ones you won't find anywhere else. The Mandela Effect is not widely understood. It is extremely mysterious, and most of the world doesn't even know anything is happening. We are lost and in the dark, but I assure you these changes are happening for a reason. The big picture they are painting is not pretty, but it does make sense if you are open-minded enough to see it. The message the Mandela Effect is bringing is contradicting lifelong beliefs that some of us hold, so it is going to be hard to accept. Seeing as how this message comes from a power that can change the face of the earth, change physical matter, change names, rearrange our minds, change the Bible, change our bodies, and change nature, this is different. It's time to open your mind. When you first began to see the scope and power of what the Mandela Effect is doing in our world, you knew at your core this was something hugely significant, didn't you? You were right. The Mandela Effect has shown us things we didn't know. Or would you tell me you saw all this coming? Please. How does it fit with the things you already believed? The Mandela Effect is giving you an awful lot to think about. Does what you believe about the Mandela Effect really add up? Is yours a practical, comfortable assessment that resides in you without causing any dissonance? I can say yes to this myself. Whatever conclusion you personally come to, if you can see that the Mandela Effect is really happening, you have something to share with the world. This should be the biggest story in every language, everywhere in the world. We can't just take this with a grain of salt and move on. Not something of this magnitude. No. We don't fully understand this. I don't fully understand this. This needs to be looked at by everyone, so that's where you come in. It isn't easy to find open minds who will want to know more, but there are still some out there. We've got to try, don't we? You might see just how much this burden rests on us as you take in the last message movie I am going to show you. We are going to do this one right and make everything crystal clear. In this series I have created, I showed you a detailed list of the Mandela movie markers I found in each message movie I shared with you. Eventually, I quit showing you the markers in each movie and focused on the movie's message. Not this time, though. We are taking it back to the start. No shortcuts. I want you to see every movie marker I found in this one. I want you to see that this is, beyond a shadow of a doubt, a very special movie. This one is big, in every sense of the word. The movie is a Netflix exclusive from 2021 with an A-list cast. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, Jennifer Lawrence, Meryl Streep, Jonah Hill, Rob Morgan, Kate Blanchett, Tyler Perry, and Ariana Grande. The timestamps I'm going to give you for the Mandela movie markers are only approximate and not exact due to the design of the Netflix player we see in our browser. The basic premise of the movie is that a massive, deadly comet is heading straight for planet Earth. The pair of scientists that discovered it have to figure out how to warn the world that the right actions must be taken, or the planet is going to be destroyed. Does this sound familiar yet? In the movie, the world responds the exact same way our world has responded to warnings about the Mandela Effect. This movie has one movie marker before the film even starts. It stars Leonardo DiCaprio, and he is the subject of a Mandela Effect, it seems. People remember him winning an Oscar before the one he got in 2016. So that's our first movie marker. At the beginning of the movie, astronomer Kate DiBiase is listening to Wu-Tang Clan, and the lyrics mention Tarzan. There is a Tarzan Mandela Effect, so this is our second movie marker. As we so commonly do in these movies, we see the moon, which is missing the image of the man on the moon. We'll add this to our list also. A comet is mentioned in the movie at approximately 2 minutes 58 seconds, and Halley's Comet is a Mandela Effect, So that is another Mandela movie marker right there. The Kennedy Space Center is mentioned at 6 minutes 5 seconds, and its namesake is a huge Mandela effect. That is going right on our list. Here's a classic Eugene Green observation for you. It seems like I always find this one. At 9 minutes into the movie, we see jet engines. It's a movie marker for us, one last time. At 9 minutes 38 seconds, we see the White House, and some people remember a small dome on top, which was visible from the South Lawn. The president has a photo of herself with Steven Seagal, and there is a lot of discussion about his name having changed. I do believe it is a Mandela effect, and so it will be included on our list of movie markers. The Creation of Adam is a painting we see being used in an ad, and this famous work of art has been changed by the Mandela effect. God is not reaching out to Adam from up above anymore. He is now lower and closer to Adam's level. This is another marker for our list. Elephants have boobs now, which is definitely a Mandela effect. So Dr. Mindy's calming mantra of 11 benevolent elephants, 11 benevolent elephants, 11 benevolent elephants, will be on our list. By the way, elephants were changed by the Mandela effect because elephants are known for their memory. That is the meaning of the elephant Mandela effect, and one of the meanings of the 9/11 Mandela effects, like the saying, remember 9/11. Samsung is the brand of this appliance we see here, and it bears the new Lambdafied logo. The Statue of Liberty has been surrounded by reports of supernatural changes for a long time, so this will definitely be included on our list. Ariana Grande is in this movie, and a lot of people seem to believe that the color of a car in one of her videos changed from pink to black. She is going to be yet another Mandela movie marker on our list. Scientist Kate DiBiase was mocked by the internet for her declaration that we are all going to die, and one of these images that turned up looks familiar. It reminds me of another message movie we have looked at on this channel, Artificial Intelligence. This was the scene when the Robo Boy breaks. It really looks like a connection to me. We'll put this one on our list. There are many rainbow-themed Mandela effects and Mandanimals, so we have another one on our list. I don't know if you can see it, but someone has a rainbow flag on their house. One of Winston Churchill's most famous quotes has changed. He no longer says, "We will fight them on the beaches." So when the president attributed a quote to Winston Churchill, it caught my attention, and it's going to be on our list. Here we see Kate DiBiase being compared to a witch, and the history of the Salem witch trials has been changed by the Mandela effect, so this will be another movie marker on our list. The human skeleton has changed. So the one we see here at 55 minutes and 22 seconds will be on our list. Notice the painting on the wall of George W. Bush? Do you remember hearing in the news about what Bush was doing when the first tower was hit on 9/11? He was reading a book to a class of school children. Do you remember the name of the book? History now shows it was a book called The Pet Goat. Not My Pet Goat or My Pet Duck, as I seem to remember. This ex-president was touched by the Mandela effect. So we have another movie marker on our list right here. Here's a well-known Mandela effect at 55 minutes, 51 seconds in the movie, the Capitol Building. We will put this one on our list and keep moving. Here we see Dr. Mindy appearing on Sesame Street. The Mandela effect has changed the Sesame Street theme song and even the name of my favorite woolly mammoth, Snuffleupagus, so this will be another movie marker for us. We all know the Mandela effect from Empire Strikes Back that involves a certain Jedi named Luke, right? Dr. Mindy mentions getting Mark Hamill to sign his Star Wars poster, so this will be another movie marker for us, for sure. Here we see a Mandela-fied monument I have seen change more than once in the course of my research. At 1 hour, 15 seconds, we see the Lincoln Memorial, and we are adding this to our list. Jack Daniels is a well-known whiskey, but I never knew it to have a possessive S in its name. with an apostrophe. Does this look right? I think it looks like we have another movie marker. Dr. Mindy is speaking to the world as a very ill-fated effort to divert the comet is about to begin. Dr. Mindy says, "Everything is theoretically impossible until it is done." I heard this and I thought, that sure sounds familiar. That's because Nelson Mandela said it first and said it best. That is a Mandela movie marker supreme, hot out of the oven right there. Nelson Mandela. The chief of staff shows some governmental hospitality when he offers Kate DiBiase some newspaper and Febreze instead of the bathroom facilities. We all recognize the name Febreze, right? At 1 hour, 9 minutes, 11 seconds in the movie, we hear the word panda. Panda dolphins are a Mandela effect, and another movie marker for our list. We hear Navy ships mentioned at 1 hour, 12 minutes, 59 seconds in the movie, and razzle-dazzle Navy ships are something that was created by the Mandela effect, so we have another one right there. We hear the word pillar. There are now light pillars, thanks to the Mandela effect, and I know what the point of this Mandela effect is. It is to point us to these pillars of light, because this is a problem. This is what we get when we haven't been keeping an eye on his neighborhood. At 1 hour, 17 minutes, 32 seconds in the movie, we see a Ford van and the Ford logo is a very widely discussed Mandela effect. We will put this one on our list. Coca-Cola is a logo that was tweaked by the Mandela effect, so we will add an entry for this. See this young man's t-shirt? It says Noah's. Well, the story of Noah's Ark has been changed in a major way by the Mandela effect. Did you know that? This is definitely going on our list. We see a couple hippos in this movie, and look at those bottom teeth. Are those what you remember? Not me. I am calling this a Mandela effect and a movie marker. This person attending a rally is wearing a hat that says, "I ain't afraid of no rock." That is a clear reference to Ghostbusters, and that is a message movie we have already looked at, so this is going on our list, too. A Mills Brothers song comes on the radio, and Dr. Mindy starts telling Kate DiBiase about it. This is the same Mills Brothers that put breakdancing in their video in the 1930s. What's that, you say? That's a Mandela effect? Well, what gave it away? You mean you didn't grow up hearing about Grandpa's B-boy days? Yeah, there was no breakdancing in the 30s. Anyway, we'll move on. Dr. Mindy also mentions World War II, and we can take our pick on that one. Let's see, Hitler was addicted to crystal meth, had blue eyes, and the Nazi swastika seems to have changed direction. Let's put World War II on our list of movie markers. At 2 hours, 4 minutes, 58 seconds in the movie, we see deer, and the movie Bambi has been changed by the Mandela effect. We will add this to the list and keep moving. This polar bear doesn't seem to be looking for Haas avocados, but I am, and I found them. This is going to be another movie marker on our list. At 2 hours, 11 minutes, 29 seconds in the movie, what is this? We see Cheez-Its. Cheez-It. Floating around with the other remnants of our world. And that is the last Mandela movie marker for Don't Look Up. Let's take a look at that list. That is 39 Mandela movie markers for the movie Don't Look Up, and I think that's a record. We are definitely going to call this movie a message from the power behind the Mandela effect. This is not a coincidence. We get it. Way too many connections to the Mandela effect in one movie. This movie is very important to us. Let's look at the story the movie tells. Astronomer Kate DiBiaschi is reviewing some astronomical data when she makes an unexpected discovery. She has spotted a comet. This is cause for celebration, but the festivities are terminated when Dr. Randall Mindy helps Kate calculate the comet's path and slowly realizes just what the data is showing. It's going to hit Earth. The duo contact the Planetary Defense Office at NASA and get the exact result one would hope for. Their NASA contact, Dr. Oglethorpe, is meeting them in D.C. so the three of them can inform the President of the United States. This gentleman from NASA has been doing his homework, and he realizes that this discovery is quite legit and that the comet's size makes it a planet killer. The President can't see them the day they arrive, since she has some political problems with one of her appointees. The team of scientists must wait one more day to inform the President of the incredible danger the planet is in. Finally, they meet with the President and her mean-spirited chief of staff's son, Jason. The President isn't grounded in reality enough to realize the gravity of the situation. Her initial decision is to sit tight and assess the situation as other scientists are given a chance to weigh in on the matter. Outraged by this, Dr. Mindy and Kate DiBiaschi go to a major New York news publication to share their story, but the White House denies ever meeting with our scientists. The duo go on a major network television show to make the public aware, but the world's focus is on singer Riley Bina's troubled relationship with the A-list guy that cheated on her. She takes him back live on the air when he joins the show in a video call. Short for time, our two astronomers are not able to get through to the vapid, superficial hosts of the daytime talk show they are appearing on. The host asks stupid questions like whether or not there is life on other planets. In a desperate move, Kate screams into the camera that we are all going to fucking die. Even this can't penetrate the media's hollow plastic shell. The duo reconvenes with the newspaper and learns that not only is their story dead in the water, the world is laughing at Kate and wants to fuck Dr. Mindy. Fortunately, the President has had a change of heart and calls Dr. Mindy and Dr. Oglethorpe back to D.C. The President informs one of her advisors that she will be resigning in disgrace to deflect blame for the President's mishandling of the whole thing. The President announces a plan to deflect the comet, and the world reacts. Patriot News asks, is the comet a hoax? The stock market inexplicably goes up, but people really want to know how this is going to affect this year's Super Bowl. Here's something that sounds familiar. Denial is up. Launch challenges go viral online as people try to blow their own face off for no apparent reason. I'm not sure that's even as bad as people eating Tide Pods, so this movie is pretty much a documentary at this point. Dr. Mindy joins the stupidity by cheating on his wife with the host from that national TV show he was on. Kate goes home and gets rejected by her parents, who seem to be brainwashed by the media. The U.S. launch to deflect the comet goes completely off course and fails. At first, no one knows why, but then we find out. There is this super wealthy Elon Musk-type character in the movie. He's an industrial magnate named Peter Isherwell, who has the President in his pocket. He finds out that the comet is very rich in rare and precious minerals and metals, so he had the President abort the mission to deflect it. The President gets behind his plan to land drones on the comet and break it into less dangerous and retrievable chunks. A joint Russian and Chinese mission is attempted, but fails before getting off the ground. This greed-fueled plan hatched by tycoon Peter Isherwell is now the Earth's only hope. Dr. Mindy goes back on that same daytime talk show and ends up having a meltdown, just like Kate did the time before. He ends up asking, "What happened to us?" Indeed, Dr. Mindy, what happened to us? The President encourages the world to forget about the comet, telling everyone, don't look up. Meanwhile, Riley Bina performs at a benefit concert for our doomed world. Have you noticed the songs in these message movies always have something important to say? So here it is. We really fucked it up. Fucked it up this time. It's so close, I can feel the heat big time. celebrate or cry or pray, whatever it takes to get you through the mess that we made, because tomorrow may never come. Just look up. Turn off the shitbox news, because you're about to die soon, everybody. Look up. The comet is now visible in the sky, and Dr. Mindy is standing in the street with strangers who are now seeing the comet with their own eyes. He shouts, "We've been trying to tell you! We tried to tell you this whole time!" That really strikes home for some of us Mandelians, doesn't it? As the world goes full-on basket case, Dr. Mindy and Kate DiBiase plan their last positive action. They buy lots of great food and go to Dr. Mindy's family home. He asks his wife to forgive him, and she does. Dr. Oglethorpe shows up, and dinner is prepared. Meanwhile, the plan to break the comet apart and harvest its contents fails. Earth is doomed. The Mindy family banquet is beautiful, and everyone is feeling very reflective. Dr. Mindy makes a very astute comment when he says, "We really did have everything, didn't we?" Everyone at the table stays together and stays calm as the house begins to shake. Finally, the earth is destroyed. What can we say about this movie's message? Like these scientists in the movie, I am trying to spread the word about what is really going on here. The Mandela effect is real, and it is definitely here as a message. We are being told that time is almost up for us and our sick world. This movie really matches up with what these message movies have been telling us, doesn't it? Stick together. Relationships are what matters. Resolve your issues. This is the 11th hour. The end is coming. I noticed an interesting connection this movie has to Donnie Darko. In Donnie Darko, Drew Barrymore's teacher character is fired from her job.
Fuck!
And Don't Look Up, when Dr. Mindy finds out that the joint Russian-Chinese mission failed, he does the same thing.
Fuck!
You know what? I think that sums it up. Be good.